Catholic and Orthodox leaders met in Cyprus in October to discuss the issue of papal primacy during the first millennium, that is, before the Great Schism between the East and Western churches of 1054. The week-long plenary session of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic and Orthodox churches concluded with a communique saying small steps have been made towards agreement on the role of the Bishop of Rome, an issue which remains a major stumbling block on the road towards reconciliation between East and West. Chairing the meeting for the Catholic side was the president of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper. On his return to Rome, I asked the Cardinal if this plenary session has raised any hopes of a breakthrough in Catholic-Orthodox relations in the foreseeable future.
I do not think we did not make a breakthrough in Cyprus, but first of all, I should say, and that's also a breakthrough, we had a very warm reception from the Church of Cyprus, from the Bishop Nicosia, Archbishop Nicosia, Archbishop of Paphos, and there was a very good relations also among Catholic and Orthodox members of the Commission. So it is a very emotional question, primacy for the Orthodox. The discussion remained very serene, and so all the manifestations, especially in Greece in the last weeks and also in Cyprus, the Orthodox members remained very determined to continue the dialogue and to go on. And I think that's already a very important thing in the last years. Often when it comes to papacy, there were very strong emotions in the room. This was not the case this time. But then when we came to the issue itself, of course, there are a lot of problems and there are different views about the first millennium, and we had to discuss every text we normally quote in favor of a certain kind of primacy of the Bishop of Rome had to be discussed at length. But it was a consensus that there is something, there's a primacy. And it's not only a primacy of honor, honor understood in an honorific sense. There is a reality behind, but up to now we were not able to define what was this reality in the first millennium. It's also difficult, first millennium is long. There are a lot of developments in the first millenniums and different signs and different witnesses. So we have to go on in Vienna next year.
So a very cordial atmosphere all the same inside the sessions. We saw the demonstrators being arrested outside. You're saying that didn't really cast a shadow over the meeting, though?
No, these demonstrators were called also by the Orthodox as unbalanced person, fanatics, which exist everywhere. They had these banners with stupid things. You could not discuss with such kind of people. Well, and we did avoid every conflict with them because it does not make sense. And then they locked them in the church nearby, and then the police had to pull them out. But that's an inner Orthodox and a question and a state question with the police. It did not so much impress us. It was embarrassing for the hosts, of course. But I told them I was so long time in the university. After 68, I am accustomed to such kind of manifestations. And today in our pluralistic society, you cannot make any event without some protesters. We get accustomed to it.
Of course, Pope Benedict will be visiting Cyprus in 2010. Is this likely to be a difficult issue for the organizers of that visit as well?
I do not think so. It will be a very warm welcome for the Holy Father. They are very proud that he comes to Cyprus, and this will be very well organized, and I think the police will take care of him. There will not be any problem. Now, in the contrary, it will be a good visit, and it's an apostolic visit, because in Cyprus there were three apostles, Paul, Barnabas, and Mark, and they are very saints through the ages, so it will be a good, and it's considered as a part of the Holy Land. And so there is no danger for the Pope, and there will be very good welcome.
My thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.